One in 20 kids now has a food allergy, and the incidence of allergies in kids has jumped dramatically in the last decade. Thousands of hospitalizations and even dozens of deaths. Is there any brightness in this picture? Well, joining us to talk about it, Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. Hi there, Deborah, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, Rosemary. Thanks for having me.
Why are food allergies on the rise?
There are multiple reasons, some of which are unknown. Part of it is that there's this hypothesis that kids are exposed to fewer germs today and fewer infections than they used to be because of vaccinations, so that because we have this clean environment, perhaps our immune system is just attacking things that really should be seeing as benign. But part of it could be some policies that were put in place recently that has since been taken down. And some of those things were parents were told by pediatricians to avoid giving their kids certain foods before the age of one or two, especially if they had allergies in their families. And these included peanuts as well as fish and eggs. And what they found is that actually that may have backfired and led to more allergies because kids' immune systems should be exposed to certain foods if they're not having allergic reactions at very young ages to give it a chance to sort of imprint and get used to these foods so that when they really have them in their diet a lot later on, they recognize these as foods and not as invaders that they need to attack.
And some food allergies I'm reading that you wrote are actually an allergy to birch pollen. What's with that?
Yeah, there's something called oral allergy syndrome, where people, kids especially, can develop this sort of itchiness in their mouth from eating certain things that have proteins that are similar to birch pollen. It's because they have a birch pollen allergy. This can include a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and as well as peanuts. So some kids who are being diagnosed with peanut allergies may actually have a birch pollen allergy. And depending on how severe this allergy is, there's a new test that can suggest whether they have this allergy. And also, some kids can go back to eating peanuts and fruits and vegetables if their oral allergy symptoms actually aren't that bad. So it's not really a food allergy, which can often be life-threatening, can develop, you know, systemic reactions where kids have trouble breathing as well as hives and other kinds of things. But this oral allergy syndrome, they believe, may be something that could be treated with Benadryl. So in some people with it, they could go back to eating certain foods as long as the doctor really, you know, it does involve some sophisticated testing to make sure they really aren't allergic to these foods in terms of having a food allergy.
But the overall takeaway on allergies is once allergic does not mean always allergic, correct?
That is true with food allergies. Certain food allergies kids really do outgrow, like milk allergies and egg allergies. But others, like peanuts, you know, 80% of kids don't outgrow that. So what they're trying to do now is see if they could desensitize kids to these food allergens. And these are some really new research studies. They're being done in very large academic centers by people who know what they're doing. You can't just go to your regular community allergist and ask if they can cure you of a peanut allergy. But they are getting some success. And I think in the next few years, you may start seeing that doctors, if they continue to get success in these research studies, really trying to, you know, expose kids to very small amounts of these peanuts, certain kids, to see if they can really get them to, you know, get sensitized to these foods and really be able to eat peanuts again. So it's something that's pretty exciting. We'll see. They're getting limited success so far, so we'll have to see where it stands a few years from now.
Good talking to you, Deborah, as always.
Nice speaking with you. Thanks for having me again.
Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.